In this video, we're going to build a micro camper with one goal in mind, to be able to take it anywhere. This whole idea started when we found out Harbor Freight sells a $400 trailer online.
Put together a trailer.
This entire build will focus on making our camper as light as possible. That way we'll get great fuel economy when I tow it with my car.
So now that we have this trailer together, it's time to start building the base.
The base to our camper is going to be 80 inches by 40 inches. It's going to be a little tricky because we want to fit a mattress, TV, and a kitchen in this camper. On top of the frame, we're keeping it simple and cheap, putting down a 1-inch thick foam sheet for insulation and a moisture barrier. And then on top of that, a 1/2-inch thick piece of plywood.
I told you we should have got thicker plywood.
Next, it was time to put up our walls.
Now that our walls are cut out, we're gonna go ahead and trace the door and window where we can cut those out too. At this point, we got both walls on. Now we're gonna start framing in the ceiling.
Gotta put on the glue.
For the framing on the roof, we use really skinny, short boards that all together weigh about 3 pounds. Then for the ceiling on the inside, we used a really skinny sheet of plywood that could bend along the boards we just installed.
Whoa! Oh. No way!
That was too freaking cool.
So our next ceiling piece is going in, and there's a really, really sharp bend right here. That bend was cracking the wood, so we're gonna have to do something a little different with this piece.
To make the piece bendy enough, we used a table saw to rip a bunch of notches out and soaked it in water.
So now that we've got this entire thing covered, the next step is running electricity. Because these are only 1/2-inch walls, all of our electric has to be up here on the roof.
One point I really want to drive home is how light and small this camper is going to be. The average teardrop camper weighs around 1,500 pounds, where ours is going to be 300. And I don't plan to tow this with the truck. Because it's so light, I can use my car. And like this, I can sleep in a parking garage, on a sidewalk. It doesn't matter.
I'm gonna put this spray foam in the grooves here, and that's gonna be our insulation, but it's gonna double as glue to hold up the roof.
Satisfying. This is such good glue, dude.
This has got to be our coolest camper, dude.
Oh, it totally is.
Our next step was installing the outside roof. After using a combination of liquid nail and wood glue on the studs, we grabbed a piece of 1/8-inch plywood, the same stuff we put in the inside, and bent it along the roof as we nailed it in place. Then we soaked the next piece in water where we could make the next bend.
We don't necessarily want this overhang. This is just what's left over of the 4x8 sheet. We figured it would be easier to cut them after they were put on.
Next, we put on Bondo to fill in the cracks, and then a quick light sand.
At this point, the camper's sanded and perfectly smooth, but it's still not waterproof. But before we can waterproof, we have to do some things to the inside, like hang the TV and install the shelves.
After we got the TV and entertainment center done, the next step was to install the carpet. Since the camper was tiny, I was actually able to buy a rug and just cut it to size. This carpet's kind of pointless because it's going to be covered by a mattress completely, but I like the idea of a little more soundproofing insulation and, it just looks insane.
So this camper's looking awesome, but it's missing one thing. A kitchen. And you might notice there's not many places to put a kitchen, except for on the side of it.
Earlier, when Colby and I were talking about where we were going to put the kitchen, we had the great idea of making a fold-out kitchen on the side of the camper. That way, when you're parked at the campsite, you can just unlatch and unfold the kitchen, and you can cook and wash your hands. To do this, we're just going to make a box out of half-inch plywood. Glue it all together where it's super strong. And permanently mount a sink that will connect to a garden hose.
That's awesome. Right now our camper is just a bunch of wood. And you're probably wondering how we're going to make it waterproof. Well, to do that, we're going to use a truck bed liner. We're going to take the liquid in this bag and paint it all over the outside, and once it dries, it'll be super hard and completely waterproof.
And since the kitchen's going to be just outside of the camper hanging on for dear life, we decided to go ahead and waterproof the inside too.
Hand me a little knife. Oh, it fits really good actually.
Great.
Oh yeah, look at that, dude.
Sweet.
We then put the brake lights and turn signals on to make it street legal.
So this camper's coming along amazing. The last thing we need to do is decorate the inside.
And of course, our mattress needed some sheets. Pillows. And some things to make it feel like home. So, to start everything off, we just plug this camper in with a regular extension cord. Then when you want to get in, you just open this up. And one really cool thing about this door, you open it up and then you have a screen door inside that can also open. Same with this window. This window actually opens from the inside with a screen. Another cool thing is this door locks. So if I'm sleeping in a parking lot or something, I don't have to worry about anybody opening the doors. This is our fold-out kitchen. All you do is unlatch it, and boom, you have a cooktop and a sink. This is just a regular cooktop you can find at Walmart, but you know, you can make some eggs, bacon, pancakes, and then wash your hands when you're done. This faucet we actually found on Amazon, and it just folds up like that. I can't believe they actually make something like that. But whenever we're ready to leave, we just fold down the faucet and then latch it shut, and it's good to go. We decided to put an outlet on the back of this too, where we can just plug in our cooktop and not have to worry about running an extension cord. I'm 6'3" and can actually lay down in here, no problem. I have a window. That is just so cool. I can open up the window and just enjoy the fresh air. And then we have a 24-inch TV with a Roku built in. There's a little shelf to put my phone on. I have a plug right here that I can plug my phone up to if I'm charging it. It's the most amazing thing to think I can take this and a compact car anywhere I want. Anyway guys, thank you for watching the video. We hope you enjoyed it. Subscribe to see more and we'll see you in the next video.
All done.